This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's just gone past 9:35 a.m. this Friday morning, meaning that it's now time for the property show. I'm Azura Rahman, and today is the final Friday of the month, meaning it's also time for our monthly property legal clinic with Chris Tan from Chur Associates. Our query this month comes from VC in Penang, who has two questions related to the Strata Management Act 2013 and house rules by management bodies. He goes on to say recently there's been a clampdown on homestays by Penang City Council, MBPP, hence my need for further clarifications. Question number one, on renovation for strata units, with the strata title already issued, can I renovate internally without the need to get approval from my management? For example, can I build an attic or create additional rooms? B, can I renovate or repaint some exposed area externally? For example, change the gate or metal grill from the recommended house rules, or even move the door entrance from left to the right side. His second question goes on to say, for commercial title condominiums in Penang, can I use it for homestay or short rental periods? For example, on a per day, week or month basis, what are the restrictions? Is there any subtype for commercial titles? For example, perhaps some for only Sohos and can't be used for homestays. As it's a two-parter from VC, and this is what Chris Tan from Chur Associates has to say.
So let's look at the first one about renovation for strata unit. And then he did mention that whether it is for internal, and then the other one is on external, changing the door and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying to this listener of yours, basically we talk about renovation of strata unit. First of all, we have to look at what is the effective house rule and bylaw governing strata unit. Now, one of the very, very interesting development is that ever since June 2015, right, which is last year, when the new Strata Title Act and the new Strata Management Act come into effect, they have introduced a new concept called prescribed bylaw. So, which means that regardless what your house rule is, regardless what was agreed before, this set of prescribed bylaw will take effect and take precedent over whatever house rule that you have.
Right.
So to answer the question, the simple thing that we need to refer to is look at this set of prescribed bylaw instead of looking whatever that you have passed and in place in your unique development. So in that sense, to answer the first question, whether if they want to do renovation on the strata unit for internal site, is there a need to get approval from management? So he said that he want to build attics, create additional room and whatnot. So the answer is very simple. Under Regulation 27 of the bylaw, any renovation work to the parcel shall have prior approval. Therefore, it shall include internal renovation.
Right, because it says any renovation work.
Yes. And for the case of creating additional room internally, they might involve connection of extra electric wiring. Therefore, it only makes sense that for safety purposes and whatnot, approval of the management shall be obtained. Beside that, if you hear his intention, he said that he want to build attics and all that, which means that they might also affect the structure of the building. So things like that need to get approval.
And this doesn't matter whether it's a condo or even a landed property in a gated and guarded area.
Yes. Let's put it this way, because the bylaw is applied as long as it's a strata development.
Right.
All right. So in this case, although under normal circumstances, one should get the approval without any problem. But if it actually safety is a concern, then it can be stopped.
Right.
It can be stopped. Then, of course, as the owner, you can obviously challenge the decision to the Strata Management Tribunal.
Right.
Which is another venue for the owner to take up.
Now, just to go a bit deeper into that then, Chris, if it were the case where you do need approval from the management to actually do such internal renovations, what's the process typically? I mean, do they come in round with a structural engineer, or do they come in with an expert to see whether there'll be any impact by such renovation? What's the typical process? Do we know?
Oh, no. What happened is that you need to submit your renovation plan and whatnot. So what happened is that once you submit that to the management, then the management can call the architect, can call the engineer who helped to prepare the submission to understand better. So the process is purely with a notice to the management, just to say, hey, I'd like to carry out renovation of my internal unit, and this is how I propose to do it, and
right.
and they'll take it from there.
Right. Now, seeing that the Act applies to any kind of renovation, well, his second part of the question where he says whether he can do it for his external areas, I imagine the answer would be the same.
Yes, in fact, it's even stricter. So like I said, in the normal circumstances for internal, they'll try not to do anything for you. However, if it is external, then there's other issue. The bylaw is also very strict in this sense, the prescribed bylaw. All changes shall get prior approval, right? Regulation 11, and the proprietor shall not change the appearance, color code, and to any part of the exterior of his parcel without prior written approval of the management and authority. So here, other than management, there's also a question of authority.
Right.
Because for landed strata especially, if you want to create another room, create another roof, another wall and whatnot, then you need authority approval. So these are the things that you need to do.
So it's two parties you need to get approval from, basically, for external renovation.
Sure.
Right. So let's say, Chris, in the case of these renovations, and is there a possibility for the residents there to come up with a motion to actually make an amendment or so to allow, for example, for certain improvements in the home, that would benefit the entire community as a general? Is there a possibility in doing that?
In such circumstances, then yes. So what happened is that then if everyone want to do it,
mm-hmm.
and if this can be shown, and I think it need to be anonymous also, not just majority, then the authority will be more prepared to look into it to see whether they'll approve such improvement. Yeah.
Right. So otherwise, the law is very clear and very strict in terms of permissions when it comes to any kind of renovation work being done on strata properties in that sense.
Sure.
Okay. For our second part of the question, stay tuned until after the messages. I'm speaking to Chris Tan from Chir Associates on our monthly legal property clinic on The Property Show. It's Azura Rahman on The Property Show. Here with me is Chris Tan from Chir Associates. And we're going over a query from VC. And he writes in from Penang. And he sent in a question regarding his strata property in Penang, as there's been a recent clampdown on homestays by MBPP. We got clarification early on whether he can do any renovation on his strata unit for internal and external areas. And basically, the answer is you do need permission. And for the second part of the question, he asks whether for commercial title condominiums in Penang, can he use the property for homestays or short rental periods? What are the restrictions? And is there any subtype for commercial titles? For example, perhaps some only for Soho that can't be used for homestay. What's your answer to this?
Okay, I think first and foremost, we see have to understand the concept of homestay promoted by the Malaysian Tourism Department is to let the tourists having the experience of life in a kampung or traditional setup. So experience of the daily life of Malaysian and to learn the culture and whatnot. So there is a program where Tourism Malaysia actually opened up for people to sign up to offer this kind of services.
Right.
But from the way I look at VC's questions, and obviously Penang is not really a kampung or traditional setup or one of the advanced cities in Malaysia. So you're looking at this more like, a hotel operations or Airbnb kind of situation. So as I understand Penang, yes, currently the local government is doing a lot of clampdown towards a lot of Airbnb operator, particularly for those that actually operate in a residential use tower.
Right.
So which means that if you bought the property under HDA, the Housing Development Act, and it's used under residential, then legally the local authority is interpreting that you cannot actually use it to offer for short-term stay, right? Because for all intents and purposes, it's meant for residential. So if your traditional tenancy, which is your month-to-month, signing 2-3 years and all that, for people really use it as a home, then it's okay. But for a short 2-3 days, 2-3 weeks kind of thing, then the answer is no.
It's basically similar to an Airbnb setup, that wouldn't be on board then.
if the title is actually a residential title.
Right.
Now, there is also a different take because because I just understand from my friend from Penang, they say that the way they execute is that they actually do not touch those operator that is using commercial title property.
Okay.
Okay, so if your title is commercial title, then the enforcement will go lightly on you in that sense, because for commercial, then it's sort of understood that, you know, it can be used for such purpose. However, be that as it may, I must also highlight one thing is that there might be other license that you need to comply and require, because ultimately you are operating it like a hotel.
Right.
Yeah. And therefore, the hotel do subject to certain standards and whatnot. Yeah.
So, in other words, for those who have a residential property on a commercial title, your service apartments, your Soho, Sovos, and so on, that's not under the HDA Act, you can actually, well, you have a loophole, I suppose, to actually rent out these properties.
I won't say it's a loophole. I would say you have a better start compared to those who have a pure residential title.
Right. Right.
So, because a pure residential title, then they would have.
It's definitely a no go.
Yes.
Right. Right. So you were talking about, you know, some of the licenses that needs to be in place if you do want to let out your property as an Airbnb unit, for example. I guess it's something similar to an innkeeper's license, that kind of thing, to make sure that you have all the health and safety things in place.
Yes, I think more than that is that also the local authority would have their policy on certain of these things.
Right.
I'm not sure whether there's a published guideline in Penang,
right.
But I do know that tourism-heavy kind of town, for example, Malacca or even Penang for that matter, they would actually need the participation from the private sectors to ensure that the tourists do have a place to stay for the shortages and all that.
Right.
So I'm just highlighting that, you know, I would advise VC to go to the authority and understand if there's certain guidelines. Now, if you are into this kind of business for a long time, we might as well comply of what is expected of the local authority, rather than, you know, because I do understand the fine is quite hefty at about $250 a day.
Wow.
In Penang.
Right.
So now the next question is that, you know, whether you want to take risk in that, and if you are a serious investor in buying property and you need to do it for this purpose, you should be able to comply with the law and make sure it's all legalized, and therefore operate it without any fear.
In other words, the intention behind the authorities' clampdown is quite clear. They basically don't want to allow for the possibilities of people running a subletting business on their residential properties for tourism purposes in that sense.
Because it's actually a double-edged sword here. You have to understand that while we try to fulfill the need of the various type of tourists, it is also important that the tourist does not end up getting a bad experience about certain destination. So if you are staying with a place that is unregulated, so we do not know what kind of standard can we expect. So they are trying to do this so to make sure that, you know, everyone comply. I think if for VC, you have to understand, since the changes to the Strata Management Act last year come in effect, the prescribed bylaw is something that prevail. That's number one. Number two is that if you want to really operate short-term stay kind of thing, so there's no two way about it. If you want to sleep nicely at night, so which is find out what is the guideline and really, really understand it. Yeah.
Okay, if you've missed any parts of this interview at all, don't forget to download podcasts from www.bfm.my. That was Chris Tan from Chir Associates with this month's property legal query. If you have something troubling you regarding the buying or selling of property, write in to inquiries@bfm.my and you may just get selected for next month's property legal clinic. And now on to launches for the week. If you're looking for a new place of your own, here's one for you to consider. It's Jati Heights in Putra Nilai in Nilai Negeri Sembilan, developed by Putra Nilai Development Sdn Bhd. And you're looking at 82 two-story link houses on freehold land. And it has a built-up of 1,677 to 2,490 square feet, with prices starting from 367,000 ringgit going up to 962,000 ringgit. That's it for this week on The Property Show. Join us again next week where we'll go through some of the most pertinent issues in the real estate market every Friday at 9:30 a.m. after the news.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.